in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. In a river of liquid fire, a rain of liquid fire, a rain of liquid fire, ashika balatena, a baptism, complete total immersion in a river, in a sea of fire, a fire encounter that will make my life and destiny to count. Shalia la bagadaya. Opo le baladiska. Sholobo godogo bragadai. Ilabarondo sovregede. Monte kedo bolegedia. Shatatata balaga bagadai. Shatake lebunda. Bunda balada bagasata. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father, for the fire of your presence already in our midst. Our hearts and mind are open. We are ready for the baptism of fresh fire. We are ready for our lives and destiny to be totally, completely transformed by this fire encounter through your word and through your spirit. We give you the praise. In Jesus' name. Come on, clap your hands, oh you people. Is somebody excited to be in God's presence? Are you excited to come for fresh fire service? If you are the most excited, you will be, your shout will be the loudest. Can you give the Lord a shout of praise? Come on, shout glory! Hallelujah. You might be seated in heavenly places. Welcome your neighbor to your right and to your left. Say welcome to Fresh Fire Service. You know, this is a spiritual fire station. The house of God, the church, is a spiritual fire station. Hallelujah. Just like when cars and vehicles run out of fuel. When they run out of fuel, for them to continue moving with that car, for that car to keep on moving, for motion to be possible, the car needs to refuel. Somebody say refuel. So the car goes to a what? Filling station. A refilling station to get more fuel. Now, as a believer, anytime we gather for service like this, it's not another religious session. This is not another. We don't go to church in order to, as in, to fulfill religious obligations. No. Church, that's why it's called service. Have you ever wondered why it's called Sunday service? Because you are being serviced. Are you watching this? Just like the same way you service a machinery, you service a car, you service a generator. So anytime you come to church like this, for church service, is not another religious session. It's not a boring religious routine. Mm-mm. It is another opportunity to be serviced. Am I communicating? And the best way God services you is by what? Imparting fresh fire. Because the church is a spiritual fire station. Am I communicating? Where we come to contact fresh fire. We come to refire. We rekindle. We recharge. Am I communicating? And until you are well charged, you cannot take charge. Am I communicating? Your spirit man is charged up. And when your spirit man is charged up, then you can take charge. You can take charge of your life, take charge of your body, take charge of your destiny. Am I communicating? Shabalakataya. In Isaiah 31 verse 9, God revealed to us in his word that his house is not a cold refrigerator. The house of God is not a deep freezer. Hallelujah. The church of Jesus Christ, can you give me Isaiah 31 verse 9? Is not one deep freezer. Neither is he a cold refrigerator. Mm-mm. See, you should leave service burning with fire, burning with fresh fire, ready to take over your world. Am I communicating? Ready to enter all the sectors, to take charge. Am I communicating? Zebeletena. You contact the fire that is burning from church service by which you are serviced, so that you become an effective kingdom functionary. Where? In the marketplace of life, in all those seven mountains of influence. Am I communicating? Shagabasata. He said, he shall pass over to the stronghold for fear, and his princes shall be afraid of the answer, said the Lord, whose fire is in Zion. Zion is talking about the church. That's why I said the church is not a deep freezer. Neither is it a cold refrigerator. The Bible says God's fire is in Zion. Hallelujah. God's fire is in the house of God. And remember, fire represents the presence of God. Fire is often a common manifestation of God's presence throughout scriptures, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Fire is a manifestation, a major manifestation of God's glory. Fire is a major manifestation of God's presence. Am I communicating? And in the house of God, there is the presence of God. And God often manifests his presence as fire. That's why the Bible says, God whose fire is in Zion, and his furnace is in Jerusalem, and both of them are prophetic of the church. Am I communicating? So you have come to the house of God, the headquarters of fire, where God himself, the Bible calls him a what? A consuming fire. Glory to God. So God is a fire God. The Bible calls God a consuming fire. Fire is a core nature of God. Now when we say fire, in your mind, some of you are thinking of firewood fire. This natural fire. Eh? Or cooking gas fire. Or which one again? Candlelight fire. Eh? That's not the one I'm talking of. I'm not talking about natural fire. I'm talking of supernatural fire. the supernatural fire that accompanies theophany. The supernatural fire that accompanies theophany. Am I communicating? The whole of the Trinity, they have something to do with fire. Fire is symbolic of the entire Trinity. Am I communicating? I'm talking about the theophanic fire. God the Father himself calls himself a consuming or devouring fire. Deuteronomy 4:24, our God is a consuming fire. Deuteronomy 9 verse 3, our God is a consuming fire. Then somebody say, that one our Old Testament. Okay, Hebrews 12:29, our God is a what? Consuming fire. Triple emphasis. Malaga bagadaya. Shele munde sefeletena. Your struggle with sin will die the day that you encounter this fire God. When just one fire encounter, your appetite for sin, your appetite for lust, your appetite for those things will die. I'm telling you. See, fire will purge your appetite. Fire is a cleanser. It's a divine cleanser. Fire is a purgative. Fire sanctifies. Fire purifies. Am I communicating? It will purge your life. It will purge your heart. It will purge you of all those ungodly desires, sinful addiction, addiction to alcohol, addiction to cigarettes. See, listen. If you find yourself struggling with sin, all you need to do, increase your fire level. That means you are operating at a subnormal temperature, or your fire has died. What you need to do is to what? Rekindle, refire, and increase the temperature of your fire. Am I communicating? It will consume sinful addiction and lust. Glory to God. You cannot be on fire and be sinning at the same time. Impossible. It will burn off your appetite and desire for sin. Glory to God. General Ezekiel, it's good to see you. Hallelujah. Kaburabakaya. Shabalagadagadagada. I enjoy it when I speak on fire. Kilodobogo salabagada. You know, I said the whole of the Trinity is symbolized, has something to do with fire. God the Father calls himself a consuming fire. What of the Holy Ghost? What of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, how did he come? As cold water? The Bible says, cloven tongues like as of fire. Cloven, divided, parted tongues. You need to read it in Passion Translation. Am I communicating? Can somebody help me? Acts 2 verse 3. Give me a Passion Protocol. Look for Mike. Somebody with the Passion Bible. I like the way the Passion puts it. The Holy fire represents the Holy Spirit in scriptures. Fire is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. It symbolizes the presence of the Holy Ghost throughout scriptures. Am I communicating? Are we ready? Kalebo sabalatina. Leketo kabalatia. Jatata. He said, there appeared unto them on the day of Pentecost cloven tongues, divided, parted tongues, as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. Hallelujah. If you are ready, read. Yes, sir.
Acts 2, 3.
Yes, sir.
Translation says, then all at once.
All at once.
A pillar of fire.
Hey! A pillar of fire.
Appeared before their eyes.
Appeared before their eyes.
It separated into tongues of fire.
It separated into tongues of fire.
That mm-hmm. engulfed each one of them.
It engulfed each one of them. Am I communicating? Now listen. This pillar, remember the church in the wilderness, the children of Israel. Can you remember that the presence, the glory of God, God went before them in a pillar of fire by day, in a pillar of cloud by day, in a pillar of fire by night. Am I communicating? Because they were journeying through the wilderness. And you know, the wilderness has extremes of temperature. During the day, it is very hot. So that glory cloud, that pillar of cloud, you now see why it's called pillar of cloud. It shielded them from the effect of the hot temperature of the sun. So it's as if they were inside AC. Then at night, it is usually very cold in the wilderness. So that same pillar then transformed into a pillar of fire to give them warmth. Are you seeing this? see God's love for his people. So that the extreme temperature of the desert or wilderness will not affect them. God went before them in a pillar of cloud by day. He went before them in a pillar of fire by night. Now, that pillar of fire that accompanied and characterized the church in the wilderness, that pillar of fire came on the day of Pentecost. Ayagabada. That was what came upon the 120 in the upper room. The Holy Ghost came to have his abode permanently in them. In the Old Testament, they had the Spirit upon. In the New Testament, he came to reside in them, the Spirit within. And that same Spirit within can come upon. Am I communicating? What of Jesus? I've shown you that God the Father is a consuming fire. The Holy Ghost, his presence is as fire. Fire represents, it is the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit. Then Jesus, look at what John the Baptist said concerning Jesus, the forerunner, the one sent to prepare the way for Jesus. Matthew 3:11. Look at what Jesus said. Mashata kabaya. He said, I indeed baptize you with water, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He said, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So Jesus is the baptizer with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Jesus the baptizer, he baptizes people. And that word baptize is from the Greek word baptizo. It means complete, total immersion. That's the whole of you goes underwater. It's not the one you sprinkle water on somebody. Mm-mm. You dip you completely and bring you out. In fact, it's one of the things that attracted the crowd that came to John the Baptist. It was the unusual way he was baptizing people. Because before then, they've never seen this kind of baptism. That somebody will dip somebody completely and bring them out. Before then, they only do sprinkling. Are you seeing this? John is saying, look, this one you people are gossiping. Say, what am I doing? He said, this one is small. Somebody is coming that will dip you. Jesus will dip you in a river of liquid fire. Are you seeing this? Complete total immersion. He shall baptize you. Immerse you completely. Kasabalakida. Zepeletena. Listen, demons only understand the language of firepower. Firepower is an eloquent language in the realm of the spirit. Am I communicating? Thank God for education. But demons have zero respect for your education, your certificate, BSc, MBBS, professorial titles. Those things are good, don't get me wrong. But listen, in the realm of the spirit, demons have zero respect for those things. They don't respect those things. They count for nothing in the realm of the spirit. The only thing demons, when they see, they fear and quake. When they see somebody on fire, ayagabala kataya. When they see fire, they respect you. Did you hear what I just said? Demons only respect firepower. And you know, there are different levels of fire. They are different, just like there are different temperatures in the natural. There are different levels of fire. Fire gives you authority, spiritual authority. Fire gives you spiritual audacity. Fire emboldens you. In fact, when you're on fire, there is a way you talk that people are shikabakata. Every fear will die. Fire will delete fear. All the fear files will be disabled and deleted permanently. You become bold. Am I communicating? You are not timid. Fire is a cure for timidity and cowardice. Nothing emboldens like fire. Palatizo balatia. You speak. You speak with confidence. You speak with boldness. You declare with firepower. It gives you, fire gives you authority. Fire gives you audacity. Fire gives you temerity. I've seen professors heavily oppressed. I'm telling you the truth. It's good to be a Christian professor, but don't just be a professor without fire. Fire makes it impossible for you to be oppressed. When you are on fire for God, and the fire is blazing hot, is burning with high temperature, no matter how mad demons are, they have enough spiritual intelligence to avoid people like that. The Bible says your enemy, Satan, your adversary, moves around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. The Bible didn't say he can devour everybody. He's looking for those he can devour. Who he may devour. Who are the people he may devour? Those that are fireless. Satan can easily devour and oppress fireless people. Let's say, you know, there is thermometer in the physical, the instrument used to measure temperature, your physical temperature. They put it under your armpit, they put it under your tongue. They can take temperature from your eardrum, tympanic membrane too. Listen, you can have as many degrees as a thermometer and still be tortured and oppressed by demons when you are fireless. Are you listening? Okay, the instrument used to measure physical temperature is thermometer. So what do you call the instrument used to measure your spiritual fire level? For the sake of this discussion, let's call it spiritometer. Now, or fireometer. Or spiritofireometer, which one? If your spiritofireometer is reading subnormal temperature, you are a candidate for oppression. Fire is an anti-oppressant. Have you ever seen any fly that perches on a hot stove, or fly feasting on hot food? No, they only look for cold one. And Satan is called Beelzebub. Prince of, you know, Beelzebub means literally prince of flies. So fly, that fly in what I just explained is talking of demons. So if you don't want demonic flies to perch on your life and destiny, ayagabagada, what should you do? Help me. In this wicked world, if you are not on fire, you will die cheaply, like a victim, like a casualty. In this wicked world, you move around without firepower. Even the people shaking you in the marketplace, you think it's normal handshake. They have shook. Some people have shaken hands with some people and they became paralyzed. You don't know. Somebody used jazz to shake somebody and the person he suffered stroke because two of them in the same office are competing for the same position. They came for board meeting. You think people go for board meeting normal? Just because they wore suit and tie. Ah! See, I've taught you. You must have SQ. You still remember SQ? You remember PQ? What's SQ? Spiritual intelligence. PQ, priesthood intelligence. Not just mental intelligence, IQ. IQ is good, it's not enough. Listen, financial intelligence is good, but it's not enough. Those people doing business deals with you, you think it's only good business sense they have? You think it's only all those investment knowledge they have? Am I communicating? Emotional intelligence is good, but it's not enough. Social intelligence is good, it's not enough. Cultural intelligence is good, it's not enough. You need spiritual intelligence. Some people come for board meeting. They go to bid for contract. Some put otumogbo for their mouth so that when they talk, is do as I say. Eh? Remote control. RT. Is it RT? RM. Remote control. There are some jazz, they call it remote control. Some women even collect it to control men. Some women collect it to control their husband. Some say, they say, no, I don't want RM. Give me TT, TC, total control. So this man, TC, this man is too stubborn. Anytime I tell him something, you know they hear. Abeg, Baba, they are talking to the native doctor. Give me this one, total control. Anything what I tell him, make it do. They collect it. They are, you this man, you stubborn. Oh yeah, go and bring all your money. All the one way you hide for different account. Go and bring it. Life is spiritual. Are you listening? Why do people go and collect love portion? Life is spiritual. Kaya mata. Life is spiritual. People will go for board meeting carrying things behind the, do you know what they wear behind the suit, under the suit? So don't be deceived by the suit and the Queen's English people are speaking, or the phoné. Even when you speak phoné, I'm not saying phoné is bad though. Sharpen your communication skill, but let it be coated with fire. Let it be galvanized with fire. Even that business you are doing, you say, I see us, we offer value, but customers are running away. It's because that valuable product and service that you are offering, you've not yet galvanized it with fire. Fire powers, the type that pulls customers like flies. Am I communicating? Tell your neighbor, with all thy getting, get fire. In all that you do, let it be galvanized with fire power. Because life is spiritual. I've taught you before, there are natural laws of success, but there are higher spiritual laws that control the natural laws. That's why motivation alone is not enough. I'm not against motivation, no. So, but if all you do is just listen to motivational speakers, attend their seminars, they say, come for prayer meeting, you say, no. Say, all these Africans, say, hey, people, you. They say, pray fast, they say, for where? Come for service, for where? All you do, you only attend motivational seminars. Now, motivation will teach you only natural laws. But is life only natural? Is life only natural? In fact, the natural came from the spiritual. You have missed a huge part of the whole thing. Does motivation have answer for village people? Can a motivational speaker help you when they fire arrow from the village? Spiritual missile, projectiles. The arrow that flyeth by day. They are real, oh. That's why I said it is dangerous to move around in this war fireless. I heard the story. In fact, to even stand on the pulpit to preach, it is risky if you are not on fire. I heard the story of a pastor that stood to preach and suddenly he ran mad on the altar. He started tearing his Bible and eating it. That's not so church scatter. The person that you came to hear his preaching is now tearing Bible and eating it. If now you go stay. You see, it's risky. That's why I say it's too risky to exist at a subnormal temperature. You will end up as a cheap victim. We live in a wicked world. It is not wicked by creation. It is wicked because of the presence of the kingdom of darkness, headed by Satan, headed by the devil, the wicked one. Am I communicating? Fire is your greatest insurance against demonic attack. Fire is your greatest insurance against demonic what? Oppression. Nothing secures your life and destiny like being on fire perpetually. Somebody say perpetually. Kabalakata Shemeletena Ragada Suvredia. In Revelation 1:12, you will see how Apostle John, in his vision of Jesus at the island of Patmos, he described Jesus. And the Bible says his eyes were like flames of fire. Am I communicating? I turned to see the voice that spake to me, and then I saw seven golden candlesticks. Even the church, the seven churches in Asia Minor in that vision, the church was representing as seven golden candlestick, lampstand burning with fire. Because explaining, give me, okay, and in the midst, of the seven golden sticks or lampstand, one like unto the Son of Man, that's Jesus, clothed with a garment down to the foot. Next verse. Get about perhaps with a golden girdle. That's why it's good to dress well, okay? Even in vision, Isaiah's vision of God, he saw God wearing clothes. He didn't say he saw him naked. This Apostle John's vision, he saw God. God that is a spirit, he saw him dressed. He didn't see him naked. Am I communicating? All those people doing competition for baddest dressing. See my back. See behind. I get front, I get back. All those who are on TikTok doing advertisement, and many of them are Christians. That's the painful part. How many Aisha will you see doing that? Tell your neighbor, dress well. Because even God is dressing well. Next verse. It says, his head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were as a flame of fire. Jesus' eyes were as flames of fire. Are you seeing this? That's why the whole of the Trinity is fireized. God the Father, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, fire is associated with the three of them. Am I communicating? Jump to verse 20. Verse 20. Malayayayaya. Verse 20. It said, the mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand, is explaining it now. He said, the seven golden candlesticks. He said, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, or the pastors over the seven churches. And then he said, the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Give me the translation that uses lampstand for candlestick. And those lampstands are burning. They are burning lampstands. Am I communicating?
burning lampstands were used to what? Represent the church in this vision. So that's to tell you the church must be on fire for God. Are you seeing this? The church must be red hot. Remember Jesus' displeasure and disapproval of the state of the Laodicean church. Am I communicating? Shekele bagadaya. Okay, thank you. It says, and the seven lampstands of gold, the seven stars are the seven angels, messengers of the seven assemblies or churches, and the seven lampstands are what? The seven churches. Now give me Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. 15. The Laodicean church. The Laodicean church. The lukewarm church. Fire is a cure for lukewarmness. Am I communicating? Anytime you catch yourself being spiritually cold or lukewarm, you should know that your fire level has dropped or it has died. So what do you need to do? What will you do? What should you do? Refire. What should you do? Refuel. What should you do? Recharge. Reignite. Rekindle the fire. Am I communicating? Oh, we'll be rekindling plenty fires here. Because in this service, the fire you will collect is the fire you need for the whole year. Am I communicating? Of course, you will top it up in between. You know, within the year, you will be doing top up, top up, top up. Am I communicating? It says, unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things say yet. You see, I just remember another story. This world is too risky to exist. Fireless. Powerless. You will end up as a victim. I just remember the story of beautiful lady on her wedding day. She ran mad. On her wedding day, she ran mad. Just before she took the marital vow, madness. Maka sulakata. I'm not telling you these things to scare you. I'm only telling you, I'm trying to show you the kind of world that we live in. It's a wicked world. You are making progress. You think it's everybody that is happy for you. Success, progress, prosperity, all of that, they attract envy and jealousy from people. And some people can go to any length because of jealousy to try to attack you and to stop you. Say, why should she marry? Meanwhile, even fine pass her. How old is she? We will don't pay for market. So men leave us, they don't see us. Now she they can't go marry. They won't marry. Moku see how she go marry. Abeg, Baba. You see this my friend? She snatched my husband. The man, the boyfriend will promise me na lie. Then she snatch him. Now they won't marry. Abeg, give me some, do something. Turn her head. Are you seeing this? Wickedness. Like Bishop Oyedepo will say, wickedness is real. Oppression is real, but more real is our victory in Christ. Yeah. Are you seeing this? Palasa bakatana, ege peleto, bola kapata, ebrandos kapalakido kobola gabagadaya. Are you seeing this? Progress is by firepower. Because fire is forceful. Fire makes you unstoppable. Are you seeing this? Unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Verse 15. I know thy works, thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. Verse 16. Is it so then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. In other words, the lukewarm Christian, the lukewarm church is nauseating to Jesus. I will vomit you. Why? You nauseate me. Am I communicating? Say, I refuse to nauseate God. I refuse to bring nausea to Jesus. And I refuse to be vomited out of his mouth because of firelessness, because of coldness or lukewarmness. Are you seeing this? Give me NLT. NLT. Verse 15. New Living Translation. Malaya. I know all the things you do, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were one or the other. You see? They were standing on the fence. Are you seeing this? Verse 16. But since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. If this is your condition, if this is your spiritual condition, if you came here lukewarm or you came here cold, I'm happy to announce the good news. You are receiving an impartation of fresh fire. Your fire will be rekindled, and you are living here with an impartation of fresh fire. Because you will never live here the same way you came. For some of you, you have genuine, legitimate reason to explain away your spiritual coldness. You say, it's because of exam. You know, no time to pray, no time to study Bible, no time to come, you know, all of that. For somebody else, maybe your job. For somebody else, family things, you know. But listen, there is no excuse or no reason is good enough to lose your fire. Did you hear what I said? There is no reason that is reasonable enough, or there is no justifiable reason for losing your spiritual fire. Don't just get involved in so many activities without spirituality. Don't just get involved with too many activities at the detriment of your spirituality and your fire. Are you getting me? Don't get involved in activities that decrease or extinguish your fire. You know, there are some activities and things that they either reduce your fire level or they completely extinguish it. How will you know a relationship is not the will of God? This one is even for somebody. Because while I was talking, the Holy Spirit was just telling me or someone. He said, you are in a relationship. You notice that from the day you started that relationship, your spiritual life started going down. Your fire started going down. Do you still need any angel or prophet to tell you to cut off, to break that relationship that is not the will of God? You don't need anybody to tell you that. Any relationship you enter and you notice that your spiritual life is nosediving, your fire level is decreasing, or it has gone off, that's to tell you something is wrong. This is not the will of God. If a relationship is the will of God, it will enhance your spiritual life. It will enhance, it will make your life better all around. Are you getting me? Not the type that you say, let's go to church, and he will give an excuse, or she will give an excuse. You see, shine your eye. You are already seeing red flags. This person is not serious with God. Anything that has to do with prayer, God's word, going to the house of God, going to church, the person is not interested, and you are still in that relationship, now you be the mumu. They say, no grief for anybody, no grief. Now, this kind of people, you not supposed to grieve for. Not the brother that loves Jesus, that is burning. Are you seeing this? Running with a vision. It's clear. Oti clear. That one. Grief for him. After you have prayed, Shah. and God have cleared it. The will of God is clear. Are you getting me? No grief for fireless relationship this year. Are you getting me? Leviticus 6:12. Okay, before Leviticus, Romans 12:11. Let me take this. Romans, we'll soon pray. It says, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Oh, I love this scripture. Oh, listen. Serving the Lord, service to God, kingdom service must be fueled by fire. For kingdom service to be effective, there must be an internal fire that is burning. Fire, are you getting me? It must be fueled by fire, burning fire from within. Listen to this statement. The energy that you need, that is required for kingdom service. Do we still have marker? The energy required for kingdom service. Number one. The enthusiasm that is required for kingdom service. The excitement that is needed for kingdom service. And the enjoyment that is needed for kingdom service. All of them will come from burning fire from within you. So, you now see why people find it hard to serve God, because fire is not burning within. Anytime you see people, they drag their leg to pray, is a struggle. Prayer is a struggle. Reading Bible is a struggle. Service in the house of God, you say you are in protocol department, you say you are in ushering, you say you are in technical, you say you are in media, but you struggle to serve. You, today they see you, tomorrow they don't see you. You come once, after that 1 month you have disappeared. When you see people struggle to serve, when they struggle to pray, they struggle to evangelize, soul winning, soul winning, you don't get involved in soul winning. The whole of last year you didn't even win one soul to Christ. When you see people struggle to do these things, let me tell you the diagnosis. They are not fervent in spirit. So their serving the Lord is not effective. Why? They are not fervent in spirit. And spiritual fervency is talking of fire. Am I communicating? See, kingdom service must be energized from burning fire from within you. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Look at Amplified Version. It says, never lag in zeal. When you are on fire for God, you don't lag in zeal. And in earnest endeavor, it says, be aglow. Tell your neighbor, be aglow. And burning with the spirit. When you do that, serving the Lord will become a delight. Watch this. The energy you need for kingdom service will come from fire. The enthusiasm. The English word enthusiasm is actually en, from two words, en and theos in Greek. En means in, theos means God. Okay? This enthusiasm, this English word, is from two words in the Greek, en and theos, in God. Meaning, in God lies the greatest enjoyment, not in alcohol, not in sexual immorality, not in hard drugs, not in weed, smoking weed. He said, in God lies the highest excitement, the highest level of enjoyment is in God. Are you getting me? You know, some Christians look at sinners in nightclub parties. Oh, they see the way that they enjoy. No. What you are enjoying is more than what you have, is more than what they have. The enjoyment in God is greater than the enjoyment in sin or Satan. Did you hear what I said? The enjoyment in God is greater than the enjoyment in sin or in Satan. So that's why you should not envy sinners. Don't envy all those people going to night parties, nightclub, you know, messing up their life and destiny. Glory to God. We do our own party in the house of God. In God lies the greatest enjoyment. Sin may give you pleasure, but the pleasure is little or nothing compared to the pleasure that are in God's presence. Are you seeing this? The pleasure of sin is for a moment and is limited. But the pleasure in God and in the things of God is far, far greater. And that one is not for a moment. That one is forever. Am I communicating? So, the energy needed for kingdom service will come from burning fire, from within you. The enthusiasm needed for kingdom service will come from burning fire within you. The excitement and the enjoyment. You know, anything people enjoy, they like to do, right? Anything that excites people because it appeals to their emotion, they do. The excitement and enjoyment needed for kingdom service, all of them will come from what? Fire. It will come from fire. And when you have all these things, your kingdom service is effective. Am I communicating? The effectiveness of your kingdom service is determined by the fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire of spiritual fervency, the fire of passion, the fire of zeal. Are you seeing this? That is burning from within you. That spiritual favor. You'll be excited. When you see somebody that is truly on fire for God, they say service is by 3. The person is there before 3. So if the person can come by 12. Why? Fire. You know, fire makes people willing. It brings about urgency. You do things with urgency. You do things with speed. Am I communicating? You are not slack. Anytime you catch yourself being slack, 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 you are slack to do everything. You are slack. Spiritual slackness is a sign of firelessness. Spiritual lackadaisical attitude, spiritual sluggishness is a symptom and sign that you have run out of your fire. Am I communicating? The things of God excites you when you are on fire for God. He said, the psalmist said, I was glad. He didn't say I was sad. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of God. For some Christian, when you tell them, let's go to church, let's go for service, they are sad. But when you tell them, let's go and watch AFCON. Is it AFCON? The one they are playing. For guys, let's go and watch AFCON. Nigeria, Cote d'Ivoire. Which one? Egypt. Egypt, Ghana. In fact, they will be there 1 hour before the match. What's in their church? Do you know the church? Football viewing center, Ninja Bet Shop. But they will even bet. See, if you catch yourself being excited about mundane things, all those things, you are more excited about them than the things of God, is a sign that you have lost your fire. You need restoration. A lot of people, your fire will be restored in this service. They say, come for prayer. We are on 21 days daily prayers. We meet for corporate prayer and prophetic teaching. Let's go. Like they say, no. But you sat at home. You were watching African magic. Is that not how they use magic to finish your life and destiny? I watch a movie, African Magic, series upon series, Telemundo, Z-World. You can watch for 4 hours, movies, non-stop, but come and pray, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, you say for where? No be juju be that. Even if they do you juju, the thing don't break. Your coming here has implicated you. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Leviticus 6 verse 12 is fresh fire service. Leviticus 6 verse 12. Are we there? It says, And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. Aya. God was the one that lighted the fire during the inauguration of the priesthood, the Levitical Aaronic priesthood. The Bible says a fire came from the presence of God and it burnt all the offering. And then God said, I was the source of the fire. It came from my presence. But your job is to keep it burning. When you got born again, when you received the Holy Ghost, God was the one that lighted the fire burning within you. But he now gave you the responsibility to keep the fire burning. Are you seeing this? It is the responsibility of the priest to keep the fire burning. It's your eternal duty. I say eternal. As long as you're on earth, at least. Because on this earth, there are so many fire extinguishers. Better heaven. So you must be intentional about it. Don't leave it to chance. You must be deliberate about it. Every day, check your spiritual fireometer. Check what it is reading. You must be intentional. It says, the fire upon the altar shall ever be burning in it, and it shall not be put out. The priest shall what? Burn wood on it every morning. And that wood represents the wood of God's word. You meditate on the word. You study. Beyond studying, you meditate. Meditation is likened to eating and digesting the word. Am I communicating? Give me some. I'll come back here. Psalm 39 verse 3. So you keep, is your responsibility to keep the fire burning. You keep it burning by praying in the Holy Ghost, engaging in prayer, daily prayer. Prayer must be a daily affair. You fan the flame. You fan the flame. We'll look at that scripture. You fan the flame. You fan it. By praying, blasting in tongues, shaka balaka, toni kila balata. So when you wake up, the first thing is not to pick your phone to check social media or any news. Mm-mm. The first thing is what? Eh? Help me. What's the first thing? Generate fire when you wake up. Am I communicating? Spend time in fellowship with God. Blast in tongues. Kapora bakasana. It says, my heart was hot within me. Aya. While I was musing, what happened? The fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue. Can you shout amen? Amen. My heart was hot within me while I was musing. That's meditation. The psalmist said, while he was meditating on God's word, while he was meditating on the things of God. NIV puts it better. My heart grew hot within me. And as I meditated, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue. You know, the word of God is likened to fire. Give me Jeremiah 5:14. The word of God is likened to fire. So as you muse and meditate on the word, what are you doing? You are supplying wood. Because it said the fire upon the altar shall ever be burning. As you pray in tongues and then you meditate, you are supplying wood. The wood is the word. As you meditate, the fire will keep burning. Can you shout amen? Amen. Jeremiah 5:14. Verse 14. It says, wherefore, thus saith the Lord of God of hosts, because ye speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth. What? Fire. I will make my word in thy mouth. Fire. Kabalataya. And these people would, and it shall devour them. Are you seeing this? Can you shout amen? The word of God is likened to fire. Give me Jeremiah 23:29. Jeremiah 23:29. So you learn to study and meditate on the word. He says, is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer? Is not my word like as a fire? saith the Lord, and as a like a hammer that breaketh the rock into pieces. In Luke 24, verse 32, you remember Jesus, he had discussion with those two disciples on the road to Emmaus. And then the Bible said Jesus revealed himself to them after they broke bread. That's after communion. And then he vanished out of their sight. And then look at what they said. Look at what they said. They said, and they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by this the way? While he opened to us the scriptures, just the same way some of you, your heart is burning. In other words, what Jesus was speaking, were his words were coated with fire. His preaching, his teaching, his discussion was what? Emanating with fire power. Can you shout amen? Amen. So tell your neighbor, make sure you put the wood every morning. Go back to that Leviticus 6:12. Let me tell you something that you should never forget. I said it when we did that series, Church on Fire. Please get that message, very powerful, last year from our Telegram channel. Okay? It will bless you. I said something, let me repeat it again. I said the constant tendency of every burning fire is to die out, is to go out. That's why God instructed the priest that they should not allow it go out. Why will God give this instruction if there is no possibility of the fire going out? The constant tendency of every burning fire is to go out, is to die out. So the priest must take up that priestly duty to ensure that they put in firewood every morning and then fan the fire. Putting in firewood talks of meditation on God's word. Fanning the fire talks of prayers, prayed in the spirit. Are you seeing this? And then you now prayers, all manner of prayer, including praise and worship. Am I communicating? Then you now remove the what? The ashes. You remove the ashes. Removal of the ashes, what does that mean? You remove those fire extinguishers. You remove wrong relationships that are killing your fire. You remove sin, lifestyle of sin, all of those things that you engage in that are killing your fire. You remove those things. Am I communicating? These are the ashes. It's your responsibility. You remove those contaminants. Malagabadaya. There are some of you, you say you have a friend. Anytime the friend visits you, your fire level drops by 50%. If he spend 1 hour with you, your fire level goes down by 50%. If he spend more than 1 hour, by 75%. And you are still keeping that kind of friends, you are not wise. A good friend is supposed to help to what? Fuel your fire. That kind of friend, anytime you meet, your discussion, you know, without head and tail, carnal things, fire-killing discussions. Get rid of those kind of discussions. The next time that friend come, hold his hand, say, I was about praying before you come. Please, can you join me? Before he thinks twice, why is he still thinking reply? Start praying. If he's the right friend, he will join you. If he's the wrong friend, he will say, I guess something what I won't do. Let him go. Shouldn't come back again. Are you getting me? Yeah, friends. No grief for your friends this year. Magabagada. You said, as a lady, you say you are in a relationship with that guy. Every time he visits you or you visit him, he wants to sleep with you. Every time. The last one said he wanted to rape you. What are you still doing with that kind of relationship? He did it first. He said it was a mistake. Second time is what? You are waiting until he impregnates you out of wedlock. And then you will now run away. You are now like second hand in the market. People where they know who, people where they clean, they still look for us. But you now, yeah, just you use your brain. You get sense. Spiritual sense. You must get sense this year. You don't know some guys. When they chop clean mouth, they go run. Start looking for the next one on skirt. You have become old cargo now. Are you listening? As a young guy, lost, spirit or lost. You know, your eye know they see anything on skirt. Even in church, they are leading praise and worship. Oh Lord, we love you. Your mind don't come off for service. For your mind, you don't put on for bed. You don't they remove boxer. For your mind though, The cure for lust is fire. When fire enter your eyes, you go stop to the lust after woman. You go start to see the visions of God. When your eyes are anointed with fire, oh, fire is anointing your eyes tonight. You will start seeing crystal clear visions of God. You will start seeing visions of your future. So that you don't end up like Samson. Praise God. Am I communicating? Boleke bagadaya. Lepeke toni kabranda. Do you know speaking in tongues is spiritual incantation? It's spiritual incantation. So it doesn't matter where they made the altar or the shrine or native doctor house or anywhere that they made enchantment and incantation against you. You to open your mouth, start making your own incantation. Am I communicating? Shabalakatai, Zubolada. When the arrow they come, it when it meets a higher power, it will go back to the sender. Are you getting me? Your own incantation will swallow up their own. Just like the rod of Aaron that became a serpent. Aya. It swallowed up the rod of the magician. Am I communicating? This is how to ensure that no enchantment, no spell, no divination, no sorcery, no witchcraft can work against you. When fire is burning, when you are on fire and you are emitting fire, kalabatuze beletena. Am I communicating? Lagabaya, soboligabagadia. The fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. The priest shall burn wood on it every morning. So there must be daily subscription for fire. Have you ever done daily subscription for data or anything before? Let me see your hand. You've done before. Do you notice that after every 24 hours, the subscription has ended? You have to subscribe again. Have you? Or if you have already agreed for them to do automatic subscription for you. One thing is sure, you must renew the subscription every day. It's the same thing with fire. Don't say I was on fire yesterday. Today is another new day. Are you seeing this? You subscribe for fresh fire every day. Every day. Every day. He said the priest should burn wood on it every morning. Do you know the Levitical priest, the Levites, they usually stay awake. Okay, let me put it this way. They have a duty roster such that from this time to this time, it is this priest that will sit down and be watching the fire. Once the thing is going out, he will put wood, he will fan it, he will remove the ashes. Then when he is done with his own period, he will go and sleep. It will wake the next person. In other words, they had a duty roster system. In other words, this fire God commanded them must be burning 24/7. And it's a picture of your spiritual life. Now that altar is in your heart. It's not a physical altar now. It's in your heart. And then God has already kindled the fire. He now gave you the responsibility. Ensure that it is burning. Keep fanning it. Keep putting wood of the word. Keep fanning it in prayer. Are you getting me? Keep removing those ashes, those fire extinguishers. Are you seeing this? Life of sin, life of all those things, wrong association, anything that will kill your fire, you cut off from it. Anything that will enhance your fire, you do them. Am I communicating? Like coming to the house of God like this, to receive fresh fire. That's why it's called church service. Glory to God. And then verse 13, he said, the fire shall ever be burning in it, burning upon the altar. It shall ever be burning. It shall never go out. Glory to God. So let me just define something. What do we mean when we say fire? What does fire mean? I told you it's not natural fire. This is talking of what? Supernatural fire of God, right? Which is spiritual in nature. So what do we mean? Right. Number one, fire means your spiritual fervency. You see it in that Romans 12 verse 11. Fire means spiritual fervency. Next, fire means spiritual intensity or intense spirituality. Fire means spiritual intensity or intense spirituality. Next, fire means your passion for God and the things of God. Your passion, your zeal, your passion, your zeal, your zest for God and the things of God. Next, fire means your spiritual temperature. Your spiritual temperature. Am I communicating? Next, fire means your spiritual hunger. Hunger for God's presence. Hunger for God's word. Hunger for the things of God. Your spiritual hunger. Next, fire means spiritual violence, spiritual aggression, spiritual violence, spiritual ferocity. Am I communicating? Kaleboko sabagadia. Are you learning something? Spiritual effervescence. That's another meaning of fire. Spirit in chemistry, my wife is a chemist, celebrator, Pastor Simi. You know, fire means spiritual effervescence. You are like a thermonuclear reaction. Are you getting spiritual shagabalagada gabragada? You are like a catabolic reaction. Malagabura kataya. Internal combustion. You know, the sun is a ball of fire. There are so many thermonuclear reactions taking place in the sun. Nuclear fission, nuclear fusion, that is releasing enormous energy to the point that we are feeling the heat on earth. Do you know how far the sun is from earth? You hear people go to moon. How many have gone to the sun? They know if you try them. Sun no go grieve for them. They go fry. Are you seeing this? Temperature is in millions. Over 50 million degrees or so. Are you seeing this? Malagabaya. Esemeleniska. Next, fire means your love for God. Fire also refers to your love for God. Look at Matthew 24, verse 12. Give me verse 12. Matthew 24, verse 12. Jesus said, one of the characteristics of this end time is that because iniquity shall abound, what will happen? The love of many shall wax cold. Now, why will the Bible use the word cold if love for God is not similar to fire? Are you seeing this? Watch this. He said the love of men shall wax cold. That's to tell you that your love for God is a measure of your fire. When you are on fire, your love for God will be high. When your fire goes down, your love for God is going down. Are you seeing this? And when your love for God is going down, your love for sin will be going up. Your love for iniquity will go up. Your love for the things of this world will go up. Your love for all those mundane things, profanity, your love for profanity will go up. Are you seeing this? So fire refers to your love for God. And what is the ultimate proof of love? Sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice for God? Is a measure of your love for God. Mashata. I round up with this. What will fire do for you? This fire, we are shouting. What will you do for you? Number one, fire gives speed. Fire gives urgency. These are the blessings and benefits of fire. Fire gives urgency. Urgency. A sense of urgency. Fire will give you speed. You become unstoppable. Unstoppable progress. You do things with speed. You command speedy supernatural accomplishment at the frequency of fire. Am I communicating? Those who are on fire, they do things, they are not slack, they are not slow. There's nothing slow about burning fire. Am I communicating? Fire imparts supernatural speed and acceleration. Spiritual sluggishness and slackness is as a result of lack of fire, firelessness. Glory to God. Fire is highly contagious. It spreads rapidly. So it gives you speed. Number two, what will fire do for you? What will fire give you? Fire gives spiritual illumination or light. Fire gives light. When fire is burning, a burning fire emits light. It emits light. Now, the emission of light represents spiritual illumination, enlightenment, revelation, wisdom, direction, guidance. Can you shout amen? John 5:35. Look at the testimony of John the Baptist. The Bible says John the Baptist was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. John the Baptist was an effective witness for Christ, was a true witness. Why? Because he was burning with fire. He was a burning light and then a shining light. And I say, notice the order. Which one came first? Is it the burning or the shining? It's a burning. The Bible didn't say it was a shining and a burning light. Mm-mm. It was a burning and a shining light. Even in the natural, this shining light is because of internal combustion. If you touch it, it is hot. Am I communicating? All those tungsten filament and all of that. So in other words, shining is a side effect of burning. Shining is a natural consequence of burning. Shining is the resultant effect of burning. No burning, no shining. More burning, more shining. Less burning, less shining. Are you seeing this? The shining was as a result of the burning. And what does that shining represent? Shining talks about your influence. Shining talks about a life of influence and impact. Glory to God. A life of relevance. Fire is a secret of relevance. Listen, if you are not on fire for God in this generation, forget about global impact and influence for kingdom. John the Baptist, can you remember when he started preaching in the wilderness? The Bible said the crowd, they left the synagogue. They bypassed Annas and Caiaphas, who were the high priests. They were playing politics. They bypassed the synagogue in the city. They congregated in the wilderness. There were no chairs for them to sit. You know, today, when people come for meeting and there is no seat, some will even get angry and go back home. Where was the seat for people to sit in John the Baptist meeting? In the wilderness, where there is extremes of temperature, unfavorable weather and climate. But because fire, ayagabakadaya. See, fire will kill all your excuses. Fire will kill all the excuses why people don't listen to God's word, why people are not coming for your meeting. Are you getting me? It's good to have church in good location, though. Choice location. But without fire, you will still not see people. People left city and met a wild man to go and listen to a wild man in the wilderness. A man that, please learn to dress well. A man that broke all the laws of packaging and branding. Tell me the way, how, tell me which branding John the Baptist did. Which suit did he wear? Italian suit? I didn't say don't wear Italian suit. If God bless you, wear Italian suit, okay? Are you getting me? But don't wear suit without carrying fire. That is my problem. You know, this generation of we young ministers, some people even borrow money to buy suit and carry mic and go and snap in studio. The man of God, the man of faith and power has come again. But no fire. Are you seeing this? Don't carry title without fire. If the fire you carry is more important than the title you bear. You know, this generation, people are so obsessed with title. People are so obsessed with titles. Apostle this, prophet this one, that one. Where is the fire to validate the title? In fact, you put yourself at risk because you call yourself apostle this, prophet this. When demons come for you and they did not see fire, you may end up like the seven sons of Caiaphas. Whom one demon possessed man gave them the beating of their life until they became naked and they ran away naked and injured. Are you getting me? Don't carry title without fire. Magadaya. John the Baptist was a burning and a shining light. Look at what he wore. He was dressed in camel's hair. The Bible says he held, his food was what? Honey and wild locust. That is para. You know para? This thing we call para. Eh? That was what the guy was eating, you know? Grasshopper. But the man carried fire. People were leaving cities to come and hear him in the wilderness. They left people that were building cathedrals in the city. They left the synagogue. What was pulling them? Somebody say fire. Fire gives you unstoppable, irresistible influence. Irresistible influence. Irresistible impact. Promotion is good, though. Is so many promotions. Self-promote everything they do. But listen, fire is self-advertising. When a building is on fire, you don't need to print handbills. People will gather to watch it burn. Media houses will carry the news. When you are on fire for God, the fire that is burning is enough publicity. That was the secret of John Wesley. Hey, the organized Anglican church, they chased him out of the church. He was excommunicated. The guy said, no problem. He went and mounted his pulpit on his father's grave. He said, at least this is my father's graveyard. Nobody will chase me. If they chase me, my father's spirit will deal with them. You know, he put his pulpit on his father's graveyard for like 6 nights or so. He held a crusade and come and see crowd. Masha. In fact, people were attending his meeting more than those that were going to church. Then somebody asked him, what's the secret of the crowd like this? What's giving this kind of influence? He said, I set myself on fire. The people come to watch me burn. I set myself on fire. The people come to watch me burn. You know, when you enter a church that there is fire, you will feel it. You enter the one that there is no fire, that is cold like ice block, you will know. You now see why sometimes witches are comfortable in some churches. Even native doctors are part of the deacons in some churches. Why? No fire. So they are comfortable. Part of the Matan Zumuta. They belong to what do they call it? Eh? Secret society. Gumki, is it? What do they call it? You understand? They are part of the witches. No fire. Do you know a demon possessed man was attending church until Jesus came? The synagogue. When now Jesus started preaching, fire started burning. The demon shouted, "Hey, Jesus of Nazareth, have you come to destroy us before the time?" Jesus said, "Shut up, we are come out." Now that man has been coming to church. The scribes were preaching. He was comfortable. In fact, the demons were saying, "Ride on, Pastor." until a man that carried fire showed up. Paul let take it back at Aya. Are you seeing this? Malagabaya. Fire will cleanse the church of all these things now. It will cleanse the church of all these things. Malete sidoko brokotos. Agabagidigilabalagadaya. Oh, let me finish this thing so that we'll pray. John the Baptist was a burning and a shining light. This is the secret of influence, impact, even income. Fire will bring income. Hey, you know, when we say fire, some of you think it has only spiritual value. Fire has financial value. Did you hear what I said? I say fire has financial value. In Acts chapter 4, the revival that took place in the church, when fire started burning, revival fire, the Bible says, as many that were owners of houses and landed property, they sold it, they brought the money, they put it into God's work. That's to show you they were into real estate. They had landed properties. These guys were not broke. Are you getting me? Every revival usually brings about economic boom in that territory. Go and study revival very well. The glory of God, the outpouring of God's glory during revival, also brings about economic revolution. As much as it brings about revolution, reformation in other areas, in government, politics, in the economy, science and technology, revival affects every area of society. It's not just limited to the church. Glory to God. The move of God is also the move of cash. The move of God is also cash flow. There is cash flow during revival because money is needed to sustain it. Are you getting this? There is a department of God's glory that has to do with the gold of God, gold, is wealth. But the first time the word glory appeared in the Bible, it means wealth, literally. Genesis 31:1. Wealth. So, I say fire, the fire of God's presence, the fire of God's glory, it has financial value, not just spiritual value. So those of you saying in your mind, say, Papa, is this fire thing, how will it bring money? This is how it will bring money. It will give you wisdom. We say fire will give you light, the light of wisdom, among other things. The wisdom for wealth will come to you. Fire will give you favor. Am I communicating? Fire gives you favor, and favor will bring substance. Glory to God. I say glory to God. I told you this year, we will not just speak in tongues, we will speak in cash. And the thing have started flowing. You know, it's our year of abundance. You heard the testimony of Happy. He said when he saw the alert, he couldn't believe it. Money in six zeros. That's in millions. Are you getting me? This fire will bring millions. The money you are looking for, this fire, you know. You know, they are, you know, many people, they say they don't have time for God because they are looking for money. Let me give you counsel. Look for God and collect fire. When you get the fire will bring you the money. Are you getting my point? Let us move on. The flames of fire is the secret of fame. Fame. This fame that people are looking for. Flames of fire will give you fame. Luke 4:14. Jesus returned in the fire power of the Spirit, and the fame of him spread abroad. Glory to God. I say glory to God. So fire gives light, and that emission of light will bring all those things: enlightenment, illumination, revelation, wisdom, direction, guidance, influence, impact, income, relevance, civilization, development. All these things are byproduct of the light of fire. Can you shout amen? Next, what will fire give you? Fire gives spiritual energy. Burning fire emits energy. Burning fire emits and impart energy. Do you know what we call that energy? The anointing. That spiritual energy is called the anointing. Glory to God. It's called the power of God. Power has force. Fire has force. Fire is forceful. It gives authority. Men of fire are men of fire power. Moses, Elijah, Jesus, Apostle Paul, etc. They did mighty fireworks because they carried fire in their generations. If you don't carry fire, forget about fireworks. Am I communicating? How was Moses able to do fireworks in Egypt? He bowed the powers of Egypt. Disgraced all the gods of Egypt. Because all those 10 plagues were a divine judgment that Moses declared under God's command. Those 10 plagues were pronouncement of divine judgment over all the gods of Egypt. Am I communicating? Turning River Nile into blood was a judgment against the god of Nile, because there was a god in charge of Nile. God just disgraced that god. All the plagues, the plague of frog. Egypt, there is a particular god that is responsible for chasing away frog. The Egyptians don't like frogs, seeing frogs around. So they believe it's the job of that god to chase away frog. So Jehovah wanted to demonstrate his sovereignty and superiority over that particular god that was in charge of chasing away frog. The Bible says frog was everywhere. Somebody will be with his sweetheart in the bedroom. Frogs will start jumping in. What has happened to that god? His power has been disgraced. All the plagues, all of them, including the plague of darkness for 3 days and three nights. The sun god, Raha, that was a judgment against Raha. If Raha be God, let him cure the darkness. The Bible said the darkness was very thick. No, it's not like this our own. You know, moon normally shine in the night. So it's not like this one. That one, sun and moon, none of them were shining. The Bible says somebody can be standing in front of the other person, yet you only be hearing the voice, you can't see the person. That's the kind of thick darkness. Because God was judging Rahab. God wanted to show them that I'm the true God, I'm Jehovah. And then the last straw that broke the camel's back, the plague of firstborn. The God of Egypt, the God of life, what was that his name? Sir? You know, I studied Egyptian mythology sometimes back. What's the name? Those gods of Egypt, they even did a movie on it. What's the name of that God of life? I'm trying to remember his name. That killing of firstborn was a declaration of God's judgment against that particular God that was in charge of giving life. Moses was able to do all these things because he carried fire. Remember in Exodus 3, he encountered Jehovah in that burning bush. And he was taking care of the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law. He said, I will turn and see this great sight. Why the fire, the bush is burning, but it is not consumed. Now, listen. Let me say something that is interesting. What fascinated Moses was not just the bush that was burning. What got him interested was that it was burning, but it was not consumed. Because there is this phenomenon in the desert, because of the very high temperature during the day, the heat of the sun can make some of those shrubs, some of those bushes, they can just catch fire. It's a natural phenomenon that happens in the desert. So Moses knew about that one. So he is used to all those bushes and shrubs catching fire as a result of the high temperature of the sun over time. But what caught him was that, this one is burning, but it was not consumed, unlike the other ones. Are you seeing this? And then God spoke to him, the angel of the Lord, and that was the Lord himself. How do you know it was the Lord? He received worship. Any angel in the Bible that receives worship from man is not an ordinary angel. It's the Lord himself, the angel of God's presence. And then God said, come, I'm sending you. God commissioned him through that fiery encounter. What of Isaiah? Moses' calling and commissioning was by fire, following a fire encounter. What of Isaiah? Isaiah 6. From Isaiah chapter 1 to Isaiah chapter 5, Isaiah was prophesying. He was a national prophet at that point. He was giving national prophecy, calling names and phone number. He was giving prophecy for nation. But heaven is not aware that he's doing ministry. Heaven is not aware. He has not received God's approval until Isaiah 6. Look at it, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. His train filled the temple. What happened? Number 2. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one has 6 wings. With 20 he covered his face. With 20 he covered his feet. With 20 he did fly. The seraphims are higher ranking angels than even the cherubims. The seraphims, they are associated with the holiness of God. That's why you hear them saying, holy, holy, holy. They say one cry one and to another saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. You see, they are associated with God's holiness. The cherubims are associated with God's glory more. Am I communicating? And guess what? Both the seraphims and cherubims, they have something in common. Fire. All of them. Fire, they carry fire. Am I communicating? They are angels of fire. Next verse, verse 4. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Next verse. Then said I, woe is me. Me that I'm giving national prophecy, for I am undone. Because I'm a man of unclean lips. You see, fire will purify you. It will purge you of uncleanliness. He said, I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Next verse. He said, then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongues from off the fire. So, and that's to tell you that the altar of God in heaven has burning fire there. Glory to God. Next verse. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this has touched thy lips, thy iniquity is taken away. Fire purged him. And then thy sin is purged. After this consecration, after his consecration and sanctification, watch this. Through that fire encounter, Prophet Isaiah received sanctification, consecration. Then look at what happened next. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord say, whom shall I send? What? He was busy prophesying front, left, right, center. Heaven is looking for vacancy, who to send. It was after this encounter. He then said, here am I. He said, whom shall I send? Who shall go for us? Then said, here am I, send me. His official calling and commissioning was after this fire encounter. Are you seeing this? There are some people preaching and doing ministry today that heaven is not aware. No divine approval. No divine accreditation. Are you seeing this? Magabalakataya. Borabasa pakida kaporakidas. So your calling is received and clarified following a fire encounter. What will fire do? Next. I've started mentioning that already. Fire. Give me Isaiah 4 verse 4. Fire is a cleansing agent. Fire is a purifying agent. Fire is a purifier, is a cleanser, is a purgative. Fire refines you. I say fire refines you. How is gold refined? By passing through what? The furnace, fire. You refine gold by passing the gold through the furnace or fire. So fire refines your life. And until you are refined by fire, you are not fine. Selah. Fire purges you and helps you to live in holiness and righteousness. It helps you to live a life of holiness and righteousness. Fire will kill and consume every appetite or desire for sin, for lust, for addiction, for sinful pleasure. Fire will destroy the filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit. It will consume them. Can you shout amen? Glory to God. Isaiah 4 verse 4, it says, when the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof. How? By the spirit of what? Fire and what? Burning. Give me an NIV. I like the way the NIV puts it. The spirit of fire. Masha pala koto vrakata. NIV translation. It says, by a spirit of judgment and a spirit of fire. So one of the description of the Holy Spirit there is a spirit of judgment and a spirit of fire. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
If you study, we just read Isaiah 6, 1 to 10, how Isaiah was purified following that encounter of fire. Also, Malachi 3, 1 to 4, they say God will come as a purifying fire. He will purify the sons of Levi. Am I communicating? So that they can what? Offer unto the Lord offering in righteousness. Malachi 3, 1 to 4. Because of time, we will not read it. Glory to God. Our God is a consuming fire. When you fellowship with him, his fire will consume everything that is ungodly. It will consume everything that is not of God. Are you listening? What will fire do? Fire guarantees divine insurance of your life and destiny. Fire guarantees divine insurance of your life and destiny. It gives you supernatural protection, preservation, safety, and security. Fire secures a great and glorious future for you. Zechariah 2:5. Nothing insures your life and destiny like fire. Nothing secures your life and destiny like fire. Fire is the best security agent. Am I communicating? It secures you against demonic attack, those flaming missiles, those arrows, and all of that. It protects, it preserves, it secures, it keeps you safe. Can you shout amen? It says, "For I say the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her." When God is a wall of fire round about you, tell me which devil can kill you. Can you shout amen? Amen. Isaiah 4 verse 5. Fire guarantees divine insurance of your life and your destiny. He said, "For I say the Lord." Okay, I say Isaiah 4 verse 5. I need some speed here. "The Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon assembly a cloud and a smoke by day," and what? "The shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory of God shall be a defense." Can you see? You are defended by the fire of God's glory. Verse 6. "And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, for a place of refuge, for a covert from the storm and from the rain." Can you shout amen? What will fire do for you? Fire will transform your life and destiny. Fire is a life transformer and a destiny definer. Is a destiny definer, is a life transformer. Glory to God. In Mark 9:2 and then Luke 9:28-29, you will see how Jesus at the Mount of Transfiguration, the Bible says, as he prayed, Luke 9:29, the fashion of his countenance was altered, his garment became white and glistering, and then he started radiating with the fire of God's glory. Can you shout amen? There was a transformation. There was a metamorphosis. Life transforming encounters. Radical changes happen to your life and destiny when you have a fire encounter. Can you shout amen? Fire encounters are life transforming and they are destiny defining. You remember the story of Moses. What will fire do for you? Next. Fire is an instrument of judgment. I say fire is an instrument of judgment. Fire has both constructive and destructive functions. Fire has both constructive and destructive power or ability. Fire destroys evil works of darkness and satanic activities. Fire destroys satanic or demonic oppression, demonic installations. Our God is a consuming fire, is a devouring fire. It will devour and consume every evil work from your life, every satanic installation, demonic orchestration, satanic gang up. Fire will destroy them all. Isaiah 30 verse 30. Nothing settles disputes, debates, controversies, and arguments over your life and destiny like fire. The introduction of fire is the end of all arguments. So fire puts an end to every controversy. Isaiah 30 verse 30. He said, "The Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard and shall show down the lightning of his arm, and with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a what? Devouring fire." Somebody shout, say fire. With the flame of a devouring fire, and with what? Scattering, and what again? Tempest, and what again? Hailstone. Fire is an instrument of judgment. Listen, every stubborn enemy that has vowed to destroy your life, that will not let you go. Fire will burn them tonight. Amen. You didn't hear me. I say fire will consume them tonight. Amen. Isaiah 29 verse 6. He said, thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts. With what? Thunder. With earthquake. With great noise. With storm. With tempest. And what? The flame of what? Devouring fire. Fire is an instrument of judgment. Kalido boronde sivreketina. Kabalatiza barakata. There are some matters and issues in your life that only fire will settle. Rise to your feet. There are some issues in your life and destiny that will be settled by fire right now. Are you listening? Are you ready to pray? As we pray, aya. Palatiza, Kambrakatai, Leketoza. There are some chronic, long-standing issues that will be settled by fire in this service, in this fire encounter. I'm telling you, I'm seeing long-standing issues, whether it is in your health or in your family or in your business or in your finances or in your marriage or in your career or in your church. I see long-standing issues or in your spiritual life. They are being settled by fire in this fire service. Kabalika barakataya. I want you to lift up your voice. We are going to pray. The first prayer point is simple. You are going to say, Father, everything that is not of you, every evil work of darkness in and around my life, every works of the flesh, every ungodly desire, ungodly appetite, every lust, every sinful addiction. You know, we say fire is a purifier. Fire is a purifier. He said he will purify the sons of Levi. You are going to say, Father, purify me by your fire. Let the consuming fire, let him consume every ungodly sinful desire, every appetite for the wrong things, whatever is not of God, every evil work of darkness in my life. Father, let your fire consume it. Let the consuming fire consume every evil work. Are you praying this prayer? We have a few minutes. Kaledo boko sila balagadia. Jele boronde sifreketena. Every spirit of lust, let it be blasted off by fire. Every addiction to pornography, let it be blasted off by fire. By this impartation of fire, every addiction, kaporakida, to cigarette, sinful addiction, to alcohol, to sexual sins, sexual immorality, addiction, liga barakatai, to drugs, addiction, ligidabaya, to alcohol, to smoking, ashile biletia, every addiction to lying, addiction to stealing, let those addiction be burnt off by fire. Let them be burnt off by fire. Addiction ashiga balataya. Let sinful addiction be replaced by addiction for God. Addiction for God's presence. A fresh hunger. A fresh passion. A fresh zeal. Magabala kudeke beletena. Jali ala brandeke borogodosa. Mandebora baladaya. By the spirit of fire, let those addictions be burnt off. Let it kill every ungodly appetite. Kabole dege brakatai. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost, let it purge me, let it purify me, let it cleanse me,
let it sanctify me. Ole malabagadaya, zobarida halabate, jele bride zibeleto, agabateni lagabatana. Let the spirit of fire burn in this place. Shadadadabalabaradabaladai, kretekeke brakete. And then secondly, I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to say, Father, let the fire of my love for you, the fire of my love for you, the fire of my passion for you, let it be heated 7 times hotter, 7 times hotter. The fire of my love for you, the fire of my hunger, my passion, my zeal for you, let it be escalating, let it be escalated, let it be heated 7 times hotter, 7 times hotter, 7 times hotter. I want to love you more and more. I want to serve you. Shagabalakataya. Opalida. The fire of love for God. Jesus said this end time, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Father, I will not fulfill that negative prophecy. Let my fire, the fire of my love, passionate love, zeal, my fashibalatai, let it be heated 7 times hotter. I want to love you more. Angels of fire are all over this place. There are impartations of fire. Legate over, ushers, protocol, bring them forward. There are 7 people. I'm seeing an impartation of apostolic fire. Apostolic fire. Prayer fire. Lagabagatagabrakatai. Legedobarakatai. Bring them forward. Bring them forward. There are 7 of them. I'm seeing someone. Angels of fire are pouring burning oil. Burning oil on you as I speak. Back. Baradabakasata. Bring them forward. Shataba. Leketo sebilatia. Ah, my God. Shalabadai, my God. There is a firestorm in this place. There is a firestorm. Impartations of fire. Fire is burning everywhere. Legado Bagadai. I see cherubims of glory. I see fire. Distributions. Fire angels. Fire angels. It's upon her. It's upon her. Lagabatai. Take it. Take it. Please bring them forward. Lego Baragida. Agabate. Bonde Gebaya. Your life will never remain the same by this fire impartation. Take the fire. Take the fire. Take the fire. Take the fire. Kabalida Barakatai. Fire is burning. It's a season. Fire. Take the fire. Fresh fire. Kabalida kapa. Take the fire. Take the fire. Shatakabaya. Take the fire. Shatakabalika. Take the fire. Take the impartations of fire. I'm seeing a prophetic mantle of fire. Can you put your hand on your head? Legado Baragadai. A prophetic mantle of fire. I'm seeing at least 4 people. 5 people. I'm seeing 5 people. A prophetic mantle of fire is coming upon them. Shakabada, help them. Lepate, take it, take it. I command your eyes to be opened.
receive impartation of the prophetic mantle of fire from the front to the back, from the right to my left. Lega batai, a combat leader. Your eyes are anointed with eye salves. I'm seeing the anointing of a seer coming upon someone. I'm seeing the anointing of a seer. Put your hands on your eyes. Anointing of a seer. Lebaga balate, legedaba. Take, take, take. Your eyes are open. Barakabatai, Mondo Bolagabatai, Jabarude Kepeletina, Labate, their distributions, impartations of fire all around. Kabalia Labatai. The Lord says, He's raising prophets to the nations from this assembly. Is raising prophets for the nations. Jagabadai. Men and women that will shake this generation. Malebo Sopoleketa. Somebody is receiving a restoration of their prayer fire. The anointing, the grace for prayer and intercession is being restored. The prophetic mantle of prayer and intercession. Malabo Sigabadai. It's a firestorm. It's a firestorm. Kabalia Bababash. Impartation of fire to do fireworks. Some people are receiving their callings. Clearly, you are receiving your divine calling like Moses and like Isaiah. In this fire encounter, you are receiving your calling. You are being called and commissioned by fire. You are being called and commissioned by fire. You are being consecrated into kingdom service by fire. Mashabaladia. You are receiving direction by this impartation of fire. Wisdom and direction is coming to you. You will know what to do. The wisdom of God will guide you. You will know when to do it. You will know how to do it. You will burn for God. I'm seeing a student that will carry a revival fire. I'm seeing a revival mantle coming upon a student. You are carrying it to the campuses. You are carrying it to your school. You are Kajila Bakatai. You will set your school on fire. You will set the institutions that malandu your generation. You will set them on fire. You will set Unijos on fire. You will set Plapoli on fire. Agabagida Gabagadai. You will carry this fire of revival to your school, to your city, to your family. Somebody is carrying his own to his family, to your state. La Pateke Baladai. Mandeke Boragabada. Brakatakatakatai. I'm seeing evangelistic fire. Somebody here, the Lord is releasing the mantle of evangelism. An evangelistic mantle of fire. Egedegedegede. After the order of Renard Bonke. After the order of Renard Bonke is coming upon you, you will harvest souls into the kingdom. You will harvest them like water. Take it, take it, take it. Kalabasubalata. Pole balabalada. Rondo bosopoletina. The world will not recover from this impartation of fire. It is fire for your future you are receiving. Manda kabarakatai. Orabasabalagiras. Shalabakondo brakate. Baragabadaga brakadai. Orobosepeletena. Is total immersion in the fire of his glory. It is a total complete immersion in the fire of his presence. This fire will speak for you in your exams. It will give you divine wisdom for success in your academics. This fire will give you divine favor for success in your exams. This fire will show you, it will give you the areas of concentration. It will open your eyes and direct you to see what to read, the areas to read, the answers. This fire will give you answers. This fire will give you answers. Your life will never remain the same after this fiery encounter. Even in your dream, the fire will still be burning. Even in your dream, you will begin to have encounters. Leke baraka batai. Your eyes are open to see. Your ears are open to hear. Your heart is open to understand. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, all eyes closed, all heads bow. My God, what a rain of fire. What a rain of fire. Oh, Shabalakataza Brande Gebos. I want to give opportunity. I say all eyes closed. I want all eyes closed, please. And I don't want movement. Usher's protocol minimize movement. I want to give opportunity to a special group of people. If you know you are in this place and your relationship with God is questionable, you want to surrender your life to Jesus. You want to accept the free gift of salvation and eternal life that Jesus has already paid for by his blood. Or you are not sure of your salvation status. You want to make your ways right with God. You want to come to Jesus. I want you to lift up your right hand wherever you are. There's nothing to be shy about. Lift up your right hand wherever you are, whether you are in this hall or following online. I'm giving you this opportunity to come to Jesus. If you are lifting up your right hand, meet me in front. And in case you are following online, lift up your right hand. And we are going to media. We send a link by which you will contact us after I pray for you. Is there anybody, please? Just come and meet me forward, come forward, come forward, come forward. Please encourage them. Usher's protocol, encourage them. Can you celebrate Jesus? Celebrate Jesus. There is the joy in heaven is priceless over anybody that comes to Christ. So much joy. In God lies the greatest enjoyment, the greatest excitement is in God. This is the best decision you can ever make. My sister, look at me. I want you to say this prayer after me. Believe it wholeheartedly. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. On the third day, you were raised for my justification. I confess with my mouth that from this day henceforth, you are my Lord and you are my Savior. Thank you for saving me. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I'm now a new creation in Jesus' name. Congratulations. Let me pray for you. Father,
thank you for your daughter. You say anyone that comes to you, you will know why it's cast out. I declare that the yoke of sin and Satan is broken off her life. Every yoke, I lift it from her neck. I break them. I lift every burden. I release her to serve God in spirit, in truth, in righteousness, in holiness. Thank you, Father.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Adlon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you. Thank you.